escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, thank you, Woody. Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI.com and host of All Dolphins podcast joins us this morning. One of the best in the business down here, folks. He really has. He's been doing it forever. I was shocked to find out so many people didn't know how far you go back covering this team back to the 80s.
Well, that's it. You didn't give me my proper publicity all these years. That's what happened.
There you go. Hey, let's just get to what everybody's talking about this morning here. And Woody got it all fired up and talking about all the gimmick plays. I said, listen, man, forget the gimmick plays. You're paying your quarterback and two wide receivers a big chunk of your cap. Find a way with all the guys that have coordinator, some form of coordinator on the back of their title, come up with a way to get them the friggin' ball down the field or on slants or skinny posts or whatever. And second of all, when it's third and fourth and one or goal, run the ball friggin' inside. You got a big, strong back. You just spent, you moved up in the second round to get one guard. You paid a lot of money to the other one. Let's run the friggin' ball and not get cute. Are you with me on that?
Can I be partially with you on that?
You can be whatever you want.
Oh, thanks. Okay. I'm totally with you on the idea that the offense has to go through Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. As you mentioned, you're paying him a crap load of money. And on top of that, when this offense has been at its best under Mike McDaniel, it's been when Tyreek and Waddle are putting up big numbers and making plays all over the place, and they're the go-to guys. And last year, we talked about how great it was that Jonnu Smith had his breakout year record for receptions for Dolphins tight end. Yeah, that's all great because Tyreek and Waddle weren't producing as much, and the result was an offense that wasn't nearly as explosive. So completely with you on that. On the other end, yeah, it would be ideal if on third and one, fourth and one, the Dolphins could be just lining up straight up the middle, boom, 1 yard, no problem. The issue with that, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't try to do it. The problem is the entire offense is predicated on moving side to side, sideways, getting the defense going the wrong way, in part with a good center, very good center, but who also might be the smallest center in the entire NFL.
True.
His forte is getting to the second level, not necessarily moving guys off the ball. So how do you accomplish what you want to accomplish there?
You got two guards that I just mentioned, one in free agency and a big wide body on the left side. And those guys need, sometimes I know that it's about getting position and polling and you need guys that just can't be straight ahead. sometimes you just got to do a double team block, and sometimes you got to dig down, and it just can't be finesse if you really want to run the ball. You got to get after it. And if you know, and the teams know you can't, and you're not even going to try to run the ball inside, I just think you're making a big mistake, and you're not getting anywhere with this offense.
No, that's fair. And then certainly the effort has to be made. And here's another suggestion, and we even asked this as a media contingent to offensive coordinator Frank Smith last year, is why wouldn't you put a sixth offensive lineman on the field, you know, for craps and giggles one time on third and one or fourth and one? And then his answer was like, well, when we asked for it's a big ask for the tight end and all that. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
They asked for an offensive lineman to be used in that tight end type role. And I'm like, really? Come on. I do think they need to make a consistent effort. But then again, I'm going to go back to this. Unless my memory fails me, Dolphins weren't good on third and one in 2023 when their offense.
Yeah, it was outside. Everything was pretty much outside. They're the best outside running team in football at about 130 yards a game. You're right.
No. But here's the thing, though. They still kind of sucked on third and one, fourth and one, running the ball. And that didn't prevent them from being a really, really good offense. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know. It was one of the most productive years of running back I've ever seen here, if not the most productive, what we got out of our top two running backs that year. But, hey, listen, I know people make adjustments. I don't want to hear about all the adjustments everybody's making. I want to see us counter with the guys and these things. Like, we talk about them. Can you imagine how much our coaching staff and front office must talk about them in meetings? Like, hey, we got to get these things fixed. These are the guys we need. This is what we need if we're going to be able to do some of these things. Anyway, hey, I want to ask you about biggest surprise for you that made the team, and biggest surprise who got cut.
Okay, can I – one quick last point on the previous part about adjustments and all that, and the Dolphins not being able to throw deep last year.
Sure.
Defenses were playing deep. Like, they weren't doing that when Tyreek first got there, like, seriously. I remember Wes Welker telling us, like, that November he'd never seen any teams use two high safeties as much as they did always against the Dolphins. Anyway, to answer the most recent question, the biggest surprise on the team, probably Isaiah Johnson, I think, would be
the one that stands out. I was with you on that one. I did not see that one coming.
Yeah, no. Mind you, he's not a bad looking young cornerback. And I think special teams probably plays a role in him being on the roster for now, because we know that can change, you know, as early as today. And the biggest surprise off probably would have to be Farrell Brown. I didn't think he looked that bad at all throughout the summer. I know he missed a block that caused a sack on Saturday night, and he kind of bobbled the 2-point conversion in the corner of the end zone. But overall, I thought he actually had a pretty decent summer, and I didn't see him being cut, to be honest with you.
Let's talk about what the team still needs. I know they got the 53-man roster. Got to get another running back, right? With two of them banged up. Are you with me? We need to sign. Yeah.
Without question. And it could be – it wouldn't surprise me if they just re-signed, you know, like either Boone or Champlin to the practice squad and
move
them
up.
They need them.
Hey, I keep hearing this about Ollie Gordon. Well, I know you like him a lot, Joe, and I've really come a long way. And I, you know, I'm like, for every rookie, you got to earn your way up the ladder, and whether it's through injury or you're just clearly better. And he has taken, you know, every chance he gets and turned into a great opportunity and taken advantage of it. Are you with me that Ollie Gordon needs to get some carries, even though he does not and will not know the whole offense when he gets ready to play the Colts?
Oh, without question. Hey, I thought he was easily better than Jalen Wright throughout the summer, even before Wright was injured. And running back is not, in terms of the apprenticeship into NFL life, running back's about as easy as it gets, because it's basically, you know, it's kind of more instinctive than it is than other positions, while still having to know the playbook. I understand that. But, yeah, it would be criminal for me if that guy didn't get a pretty good look early in the season.
So the Dolphins are going with 8 offensive linemen, and, you know, a lot of people aren't excited about the backups once Austin Jackson gets back, which, by the way, it'd be nice to see the starting 5 and see how long they can stay healthy together. But are you okay with what they have? I know they got a couple guys they're hoping to have back in the next month or so. Or do you think they need to add another guy in that old line?
Oh, no, no, I'm not okay. I'm definitely not okay. Tad Queasy, actually, to use.
Okay, Queasy. Yeah, there was a guy that liked that, Queasy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a great unit. And feel this is going to be blasphemy to some Dolphins fans, but I'd feel better if like Liam Eichenberg, for example, would be available. Andrew Meyer also actually looked pretty good this summer before he was injured. Dolphins obviously think highly of him since they kept him on the roster last year as a rookie free agent, even though he never played.
Yeah.
And Larry Borm, while he improved after a really shaky start in training camp, I don't know exactly how much confidence he inspires. The question is, what's out there that's going to be a clear upgrade?
See, I think they like him. I think they think he got a lot better during camp and got more comfortable in this offense, and they like him. Hey, so let's talk about a couple positions. I thought some guys are banged up there on this 53. Dante Trader, you see him, or Ashton Davis going to the IR, or do you think they're really going to go with six safeties on a 53-man going into that first game?
Yeah, I heard you earlier mention Ashton Davis. Well, we spotted him yesterday. We were able to watch like the first 20 minutes of practice, and he came out helmet in hand to join his teammates after stretching.
Wow.
In one of the outside fields. I don't know exactly how much he did, if he did anything at all, but just the fact that he was out there with his helmet, very positive sign. So I'm thinking maybe he avoids going on IR. Dante Trader Jr. absolutely could be somebody added to IR because he's been like on and off the practice field pretty much throughout the summer. This is the way, you know, the Dolphins have bought themselves more time with him. So yeah, I absolutely could see him. I could see Ethan Bonner also at cornerback starting the season on IR because of his hamstring injury. Plus they're going to officially sign Rasul Douglas today, which means they have to create a roster spot for him.
And the kicker, do we know who the kicker is? I know the reports are that, you know, that it's going to be Riley Patterson, or could it be somebody else?
Well, they worked out four guys yesterday. Patterson was one of them. Greg Joseph, former FAU kicker, who actually was in 2018, battling it out with Jason Sanders, if you recall. That's two. I think the other two were Zane Gonzalez and Eddie Pinero. So they zone in on those four guys. So they're going to for tryouts. Logic is going to be one of those four. I wouldn't be surprised in the least if they don't use a roster spot for that. Just put them on the practice squad. Elevate your one guy for three games.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Here's a parting gift on your way out the door, and then bring in somebody else for 1 week if Sanders winds up being out only for the four games. That's the minimum of being on IR.
You've been covering, as I said before, going back. When was the last time you remember for an opener seeing five rookies either start or play a big part of the offense and defense like we're going to see most likely in this game one against the Colts next week?
Yeah, it's crazy. No, and then not only from memory, I also did the research one time. The last time they had if you look at the majority of the starts per position, the last time they had as many as three rookie starters, I think you go back like 30 years or something. It's very, very interesting. But here's the thing. If those guys produce, that sets you up well.
Yes.
You know, for the future, it builds a foundation. And this is what the Dolphins have actually been lacking like crazy for a lot of years.
So you know, I'm glad you brought that up. So instead of bringing in older guys that are knowledgeable but down on the downside, I got no problem with bringing in these rookies and these guys and letting them grow as long as you see the growth there like they've seen with this group. I want to see them play, especially with the salary cap and trying to get them ready where you can get your money's worth the first few years, and then you can make a decision, you know, on a second contract with them.
Without question, and I think one of the classic examples here might be Jason Marshall Jr. in the nickel spot. Because is he going to be as technically sound as Mike Hilton, who's been around? Absolutely not. But he's a rook. He's got probably higher upside than Mike Hilton does. And even if you give up maybe a little bit in terms of your expectation, your production right off the bat, is it really that bad a move? I'll give you another one that to me, even with the addition of Rasul Douglas, based on what happened last year with him in Buffalo and the upside of Jack Jones, who will make some mistakes that a veteran like Rasul Douglas won't make, I'm not so sure I wouldn't rather have Jack Jones starting at cornerback opposite Storm Duck as opposed to Rasul Douglas.
Huh. I believe that trouble believing they're bringing in Rasul Douglas just to be a backup and play a little bit, maybe early in the season until they feel he's, you know, 100%. But I see those three guys rotating to start with, not Storm Duck, but the other guys rotating a little bit. Don't you, Jack Jones and Rasul? No?
And it's possible, but the other part of it, too, is that Douglas is turning 30 or 31, and there's all over the place on the internet exactly his exact age. He's coming off a really down year. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Some places born 94 or others 95. Coming off a really down year. He signs on August 26th, so I'm going to guess he wasn't exactly flooded with great options at this point. So is he really in a position to say, yeah, no way, I'm only signing here if you're going to make me a starter?
No, good point. That's a great point, too. If this is the only offer you have, you come in, and I'm guessing they're pretty straight with, and they know the situation. At some point, you could be playing. Anyway, hey, man, Alan, thank you. Appreciate it a lot and for coming in here. But, yeah, we get fourth and one, and we're going to have a whole bunch of them. And now you're looking at your kicker for this first game. And, like, do we want to put him out there on a 50 or do we want to go for it? Let's go for it on third and fourth down or fourth down. Run it right up the middle. And I want you to think about me when you see him running between the guards there.
Okay. I will do that.
All right, buddy.
Somebody thinking about you, but on that occasion, I'll think about you.
Yeah, when you need somebody to beat on when you're playing tennis, you think about me. Alan, thank you, man.
You got me last play, so don't even try.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it.
Alan Poupart, Miami Dolphins on SI.com and host of All Dolphins Podcast. All right, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff to get to. Speaking of Notre Dame and University of Miami, Sunday night, Brian Jones, CBS College Football Today, one of the analysts on the show, will join us coming up here at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him about what should be a lot of fun. I hope you didn't make a lot of plans with the whole family, unless there's going to be a TV around. I'm not trying to tell you be selfish, but I want to see a little bit of Arch Manning and one versus two and Clemson and LSU. Oh, my God. They got some great games here in, this weekend coming up. Tell you, though, if you're tired all the time, you can't watch those games because you can't keep your eyes and you're always just sitting around eating and gaining weight and something's not working right, Atlantic Men's Clinic will work right for you. I had a great experience with it. Yes, I had low T and ED. I mean, check that. I had it badly, low T and ED. I had everything, man. I was tired all the time. Stopped working out there for a little while and had excuses. And then when I did work out, it wasn't as long. I didn't go. I didn't walk as far. Was tired in tennis. I said, maybe I won't play till, you know, just making excuses is all it was. Then my sex drive was gone. It was just bad stuff, man. Bad stuff going on. I made a decision. All right, I'm in my 60s. Am I going to live like this the rest of my life? Or am I going to get more out of life and go to Atlantic Men's Clinic and let them fix all this stuff for me? You know, I heard about them, and I got to tell you, they're so good at what they do, so good. I want to share it with everybody, I hope, for a long, long time. I went there, set up that first appointment, got the T, the PSA test, met with their professionals. And you got to tell the truth because they ask you a lot of questions. Like, well, how's there, you know? No, you got to tell them because they've seen it all. They're used to hearing your message is the one they get from a lot of people. If you're going to Atlantic Men's Clinic, they understand something's not right. So you get your testing. They're going to put you on a program after they look at all your numbers. You tell them what's going on, and you start feeling 100% better real quickly. I mean, it works quickly. I'm telling you right now, get on the program. Set up that first appointment, 877-455-7300. Whether it's you're just tired, no energy, you don't sleep well, you're in a funk, or the sex drive is gone too, and you got the whole works, which most guys do, it's okay. They take care of it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. We got a seventh location in Hollywood now to make it even more convenient. I go to Plantation. They are nice. They got great people. And you're going to get, most importantly, great results at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, Joe, if you approve, we have a giveaway here.
I love giveaways.
All right. The Miami International Auto Show is coming to the Miami Beach Convention.
We used to get invited to that, Woody, to be out there with the QAM folks. What the hell happened to us, man?
I think you're invited, Joe.
All right.
Do you have any other questions or we just...
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. The Miami International Auto Show is coming to the Miami Beach Convention Center. Joe will be there apparently.
I drank too much coffee. I'm sorry.
I can tell. It's that too deep thing, bro. They're coming again the end of September. We've got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets right now. We're going to go caller number 2 in honor of the too deep. 305-567-0560.
Boy, we'll get something.
We'll get you this.
Something ticket. Happens, you just don't let it go. At least you didn't go third and one or something. You just went too deep.
I could have gone fourth and one. Maybe tomorrow we'll do calls.
There's a couple things that I don't want to hear about. I don't want to hear about being late. I don't want to hear about too deep.
At least you haven't heard about that in a little while.
No, that thing kind of went. Yeah. That thing kind of got put to bed, huh?
That's good.
I think the troops got the message, including one of the two leaders. One's gone and the other one got the message. It's been very quiet. Hey, by the way, I just heard Tua say in a soundbite that we just played during the break, and it's so true. You couldn't even read into anything going on when he's playing against Jacksonville because a lot of the firepower is gone. It's like you're watching and, hey, I don't think it's a deep team. I don't. I don't think it has a lot of depth. I don't. I'm glad we're playing a lot of young guys, but I like the frontline guys they have. I think it's a really good frontline team. I do. I think not the best in football, but it's a really good frontline football team. The depth on the back end, I don't feel great without getting into everything. And so you know how this thing works, but we got to have those four guys back that they say are going to be back. We need them back. Tyreek Hill, I don't care about camp. Whatever you're doing to get yourself ready, coming off a little injury, whatever, great. Austin Jackson, okay, he's there, and I saw him no boot on or anything on the side. That was great. We need him back at right tackle. And maybe right there at the top, too, the guy that could have been the MVP of the team last year, Devon Achane. Like, we need him back. He runs at a different different speed than everybody else at that position. I know he's a little smaller, and his ability now to catch the ball and get mismatches one-on-one, you know, on the outside with guys, linebackers trying to cover him. We got to have those guys back. And that's big. That's big. Those are big pieces. The speed part of this thing, they built this offense around speed. This offense was built around, remember that we used to talk about we win the relay every year? If they had the NFL Olympic relay, we win. Dolphins finished first. Somehow between Achan handing off to Tyreek, we win it. We win it with the third and fourth leg of a relay. We win it every year. We win it right now again. So we need those guys. Those guys are a big part of it. And I think you saw Tua throwing to the other guys. It just looks different. It looks different when Waddle was in there, and Waddle's part of the relay team. But you really, when you have all those guys, it just, there's a chance for a big play every time. There's a chance, isolate a one-on-one, there is a chance that something big, the big play is back in your offense. Not always, but there's a good chance, like we saw the first 2 years with those guys together. And Achan, listen, Achan's had two great years. Achan, for limited time, his first year was unbelievable. And then last year, even when you couldn't do this and do that, you look and he had 1,400 total yards last year. Ended up with 12 total touchdowns. So those guys are important. To me, the defense overall looks a little better right now on paper. And I expect those guys, you know, again, I don't know how deep it is at certain positions, but they got to be the strength to start with. I think defense a little bit better than the offense to start the season. But we'll see. We'll see about all that stuff. So anyway.
We got a winner on those tickets, by the way.
What do you have?
Brian Flores in Fort Lauderdale won the tickets.
No, who was it?
That's who won the tickets.
Brian Flores?
Brian Flores from Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking.
No, no, that's who won the tickets. I didn't ask if there's any relation.
I don't know if, did Brian Flores ever sell his house or did he keep it down?
I don't know. He just won the tickets.
All right. Congratulations, Brian. That's,
I just take the information.
By the way, that car show is fantastic. I'm not one, like, you know, I like to look at them, but I'm not one that's got the itch to go buy everyone I look at.
Well, that's because you don't fit in most of them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I fit, I'd be in that Corvette right now. I'd be going through that 60-year-old thing. You know how you change? I've had a few changes throughout my life.
The midlife crisis,
yes,
thing?
But
so they have those. I was at Ed Morris to buy my car, and they have those sitting in the showroom, those Corvettes.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
I went to Tropico Chevrolet.
Uh-huh.
And I jumped in. He goes, I go, man, that's a nice. Yeah.
Let you drive it?
No. Just sit in it in the showroom, you know, and the guy was pumped. I go, man, I love these Corvettes, man.
They're very cool.
I love Corvettes.
My son just wanted to get inside and take a picture inside of it. So that's what we did.
We got a little problem, though. I don't know how the big guys get in there and buy one. I don't know how they do it. They got to take a lot of stuff out. Where your head sticks out.
Head, yeah.
Like the Flintstones, yeah, where it's up over the top.
Yeah. You see over the windshield.
I don't know, man. I just think I feel a little better with that Tahoe. Just a lot more comfortable. I actually feel small in this Tahoe.
It's probably a better fit for you. And you drive fast enough as it is. So,
is that?
Imagine. So now, imagine the amount of speeding tickets you'd rack up in one of those things.
Corvette?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd have to gun it a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to.
This street right here, by the way, early morning.
They got me.
Yeah.
Guy got me a ticket. Guy had no personality, didn't want to hear my shtick or nothing.
Really? And you tried? No, I tried.
I tried to give my best stuff at 4 a.m. and I realized he was writing that ticket no matter what.
Really?
You can ask me the speed? First of all, I didn't even know it was 30 miles an hour on that road. Did not know it was 30.
30's low, though. I mean, 30's. Right?
So he goes, 45. I wrecked you. I go, I'm getting a ticket for going 45 at 4 a.m.? That's all I said, because I realized He wasn't budged. No personality. It was just, and I get it, man, working in this neighborhood, you know, at 4 a.m. might, you know, have you a little on edge.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get to the radio station. He got me right on the corner. He might have been a little upset. I went a little too far before pulling over. I tried to get in. No, I just tried to get all the way in.
Send the copter in to track you.
Didn't go well. So yeah.
Did you fight the ticket? No, did you show up at court?
No, I paid it.
You paid it?
Just paid it.
It's weak, bro.
Paid it.
You should have fought it.
I don't even know if I was going 45. I know
that's what you say when you take the stand.
Well, I know I wasn't going 30. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm innocent,
mm-hmm.
but like a 45 in a, I get if I'm going 55 in a 30 at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go well.
I think you should have fought and showed up at court.
I think it was one of the Miami Shores police officers.
Yeah, that's Miami Shores over there. Yeah, the guy says, just say, do you know who I am?
I didn't do it.
Another guy said,
I didn't do it.
Just say,
the guy never gave me a friggin' chance to do it.
Harold Rose, he said. Harold Rose. Tell him you're Harold Rose.
That guy literally goes, can I have your driver's license? And he grabbed the license and sprinted and wrote the ticket up and came.
He goes,
you're going 45 and a 30.
They don't hide over there. They sit in the middle of the road with their lights on.
He had the lights off.
Oh, he was hiding from you. Mm.
Or I don't know. I was listening to one of my songs in the car and Sly and the Family Stone. I think I had a little Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah. You just hit the gas, huh?
I was going through the whole thing and damn, he got me. And he went a very nice man, not a very nice man, officer. I didn't get a chance to go. I don't know if I would have, though, Woody. I guess, you know.
I think you should have showed up to court, man, with a duel. Fight for,
What?
Joe would look like, was it Dino? Is that the guy from the Flintstones?
Yes.
Dino, right? It's not Dino, it's Dino, isn't it?
I don't know which one.
The dinosaur.
No, I know what you're dinosaur. Saying, where they're sitting in there. And
someone asked if it was a motorcycle officer. No, they're not.
No, they got these big SUVs, and they got lights everywhere. I mean, the lights.
It might be the same car you drive. Did you try bonding
way? No. My car does not have the amount. They put, Miami Shores puts extra lights on there.
I know. But I think it's a
like
Chevy,
they,
isn't
they
it?
Go up and down. I don't know.
You should have been like, hey, we're brothers in the Chevy family.
I didn't think of
Why
that.
Why don't you use that?
I didn't do that. How do you like your Chevy? Hey, before you give me a ticket, how do you like that Chevy? And by the way, would you like to go to a game? Who are you a fan of? Would you like to go to a game? I'm not saying anything.
Oh, now you get free tickets, huh?
Oh, Woody, it was disgusting, man. They got me. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. You got me going on.
Oh, sorry. At least you're better off here than you were at the old building.
Oh, go ahead. California stop.
They still got those, by the way, those cameras. They have them like around Broward.
They what?
I don't know if they work or not, but they have them. They say photo enforced.
Well, I got 10 quick ones in.
Well, I know that the school bus thing, that thing's like serious. Have you seen those?
No, but I don't mess around schools. I don't go flying through school areas.
So if you pass a school bus, they have cameras on them now. We talked about this in the headlines. To warn people, if you pass a school bus, it's a $500 ticket.
Well, who's going to do that?
A lot of people.
Would they put the stop up on both sides? Those little wings come up, says stop.
Yeah, I know, but people have been known to run stop signs here.
And I don't go 100 miles an hour on the freeway in the morning.
That's nice of you.
And I don't go 90. I might flirt with 80, though.
That's okay.
All right. Hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to here this morning.
Left lane, or do you weave?
I'm not.
Are you a weaver?
No, not really.
No.
I don't like doing that.
Good.
I don't know what.
So it says the officer was a Jets fan.
The way he acted, he had little Jets in him. Yeah. Yes, he could have been a Jets fan. Not the nicest guy in the world. But you know what? I'm thinking, you think that guy really wanted to be working at 4 a.m? You'd probably be a little salty, too, that you got that shift between Little Haiti and Miami Shores at 4 a.m. in the morning. That might put you in a crappy mood, too. And the last thing you want to do is listen to a smart-ass old white guy.
Someone said you should have offered him bad tickets to a UM game.
That's not
funny. Those corner seats that you seem to be fond of. Can't see by the game way, from there, bro.
That little story I told, I didn't think it was a big deal.
It became, which one? The ticket thing?
That thing became a big deal. You can't say anything on the radio and explain.
Did you have to fix it? I mean, is there something that you're going to have to do?
No.
At this point? Or is just the relationship over?
My wife wants peace with the world. Mrs. Rose wants to get along with everybody. She doesn't know, what did you say? Why did you say that? Why wouldn't you just stick with sports? You always talk about sports. Why are you doing that? And I said, well, this was related to sports. It was tickets. Guy asked me for tickets. Mm. Then he found out he didn't want them. I said, you want lower bowl. I got lower bowl in the corners. Well, I thought it would be a little better than that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that because I want to talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Let's talk about mortgages. Let's get you a mortgage. You need one fast. You don't want to mess around. You want to get the paperwork done, and you want to get rolling. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, you've been declined by banks, don't worry. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got a program for you. Matter of fact, a program for seniors, program to convert your home equity into money is a hot one for 62 or older. You're sitting there at the end of the run of working going, man, I could really use. We paid off the house, honey. We've been here forever. It's paid off. I could use that equity right now so we could do some things. Well, listen, that's what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does and does about half the time of the big banks. And I want to let you know, if you want to know more about him, go to Google reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage reviews. They're saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and the great work he can do for you. 30 plus years of experience. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage truly has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Right now, the rates are in the fives. Good time to check in with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I'm back here. We're running super late because we've got a guest coming up. We're going to be talking some college football. Brian Jones, CBS College Football Today. One of the guys that works on the show going to join us. We've known Brian a long time and talk a little bit about what looks like it's just going to be a great weekend. And by the way, I know we're not talking about a lot of games, and they'll end up having unbelievable finishes, right? There's going to be some upsets. And then you have all your big games, including, this doesn't happen very often, Texas number one at Ohio State. The whole thing with Manning coming in, it's amazing. I will tell you, I've never seen anything like it for a guy that's had two starts. And by the way, every college football insider on ESPN is all in on Arch Manning. Two starts. And I get it. He's probably really good. He's been going to the quarterback camp for the Mannings. He's been there forever, and he's got great talent. And, you know, your grandfather was a hell of a player. Your two uncles are going to be in the Hall of Fame. I get it. But, man, I got to tell you, let's let him play a little bit. Just a little bit. Anyway, we'll talk to Brian about that. All the great games coming up, including that Notre Dame and Miami game, and see what his thoughts are and all that. We'll have that for you. We're going to take a quick break, get all caught up, try to hit Brian right at 9 o'clock. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.